This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I've gone the whole day with no issues, and yet here I am now. It's time to be live, and I've got the steady. I've got the busy throat. Yeah. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Still not happy with these upgrades, but disregard that part of it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So it's Monday. And here we are. So let's kick the week off by speaking with Ryder. He's a featured writer at Ammoland.com. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com with the very introverted Doug Giles. And, of course, at his website, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, and also a podcaster at the Polite Society Podcast and the unique Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. That would be one Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm shocked to find out you became allergic to your microphone. That's dangerous.
You know, I hadn't even thought of that. Do I need to, like,
spray it, wipe it down? I don't know. Every time you get next to it, your
throat seems like I got the busy talk. Yeah, busy throat. I wonder what would happen if I sprayed it while it's hot. What would happen to it? Would it actually, like, blow up in my face?
Friday I dumped a cup of coffee into my keyboard. I've discovered that you can run that through the sink and wash it, obviously with it unplugged. I don't know about a microphone. That's a whole different problem. I'm not going to give you an opinion.
Anyway, here we are.
I'd like to give you, well, your area, some great credit.
Oh, okay. Tell me why.
Charleston, South Carolina School Board? Did you read the news today?
I obviously have missed something. I don't pay attention to anything Charleston does, by the way. So this is going to be, I hope this is epic, because God knows we need something coming out of there.
Good news. Congratulations. Okay, you've heard of the Stop the Bleed program. It is in every school in Georgia. Right. South Carolina bought a clue. Particularly the Charleston School District said, we want to make sure that every staff member gets trained on the Stop the Bleed program. Look, it's how to use a tourniquet, how to apply a press chest seal, how to pack a junction wound with gauze.
Right.
We're not turning into EMTs, but we might keep somebody alive. Hey, they fall down on a stake on the ball field.
Having a trauma kit is like being a prepper.
Yes.
Because, you know, although the preppers, they're out there prepping for the zombies and the aliens and whatever else, that also works with tropical storms, and that also works with massive power outages and some other things. The same kind of preparedness can aid you no matter what that's the whole thing about prepping, being prepared. So that's great. I think that's stupendous. Anybody bring up in that report how do you prevent the bleed?
No.
Charleston, yeah, okay.
But the great – Bill, they will ask that question themselves. Maybe not with their first class. Maybe not with a third class. But then they will go – you know, we're working hard to keep somebody alive. How would we prevent that injury?
Right.
Thank you. I'm so glad you asked. Let me introduce you to the FASTER class. The Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response, that trains armed first responders. You know what? But to be fair, we need more medical responders than we probably need armed responders. I'm just so glad that they're coming on board. And the great news is, look, this is everything from a shop room accident, three kids falling down the stairs, a compound fracture, a car or van door blows open in the parking lot and you get a puncture wound. It's going to be used far more likely just for routine accidents than we're going to need it for a school attack. But
I know you like to put together trauma kits.
Yep. Carrying one now.
Do you know what most trauma, and for the one kind that you carry in your pocket, you can't possibly carry this, but like you could get some of this and stick it in your car. You know, one thing that I don't see any trauma kits carrying because of their size, obviously, but none of them have chicken wire.
And tell me how we use that.
In Vietnam, the medics found, you know, they would come up on people that had tripped some sort of a booby trap, and they'd be blown all over the place. And instead of trying to move things and reassemble them, they would chicken wire them in the position they were in.
Gotcha.
And that way, it still isolated it, still kept it from moving, right?
Right.
And the chicken wire is, you know, malleable to assume that shape that you're going with, but at the same time, it can be wrapped.
Yes.
So, you know, just regular old chicken wire, I guess like a 1 foot wide or a 18-inch wide spool of chicken wire goes a long way in a really traumatic situation.
Well, okay. Now, you were being perhaps slightly humorous or speculative, but wait a minute. Somebody, a kid gets backed over in a parking lot. You and I read about it every year. Man, limbs can get mangled, particularly youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We just essentially wrap that. The issue is we don't want the bones to be moving internally and cause greater vascular damage.
Right.
Keep them stable. Let the doc sort it out. I like it. And for a school, easy to do.
Yes. I do like it. The problem of where it's coming from, that's where the, you know, we had the AME Emanuel Church rampage.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
And that's where we have a bunch of politicians going around now. They're the ones that coined the phrase the Charleston loophole because they think the 3-day wait, which has been part of the background check system for, 24 years now?
Right.
They think that's not enough. So they want a 28-day waiting period. And they went on the road for a little while with their little dog and pony circus with that one.
Yeah, it's not clear that a delay of any length of time would have fixed that since the FBI, it wasn't like the event we saw it took place in the Texas church,
right,
where the Air Force completely failed to file on this guy to say that, whoa, he has been, we have both a crime and mental health issues, but we're not going to tell the world. No, in this case, the FBI did file the appropriate reports in the wrong county.
And
it's not clear that longer
NICS is incomplete. I think there's something like 38 states that don't have all of their data in them. The reckoning is there's 7 million felons that should be on there that aren't in it.
Wow.
So, NICS is far from complete. So, we're coming up on the break.
Just after we talked last week, the final report came out about the Parkland murders.
Okay. Well, let's gloss over that when we get back. It's one big old fail. I mean, we can't stick too on one fact too long because there's so many facts where they failed. But
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
For those of you that are looking for a lot of podcast content, my guest puts out quite a bit of that. He's part of the ensemble cast with the Polite Society podcast, the Armed Society being the Polite Society. And he does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States, where they examine real self-defense shootings with an instructor to break it down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Well, look at that.
A Boyd's
this
Hardwood
is, this, is why, gun. This is why I don't do updates. Rob, this is why you don't do updates. That's why you don't do updates. Live radio, the drama of live radio. Check, they've got a new gun stock coming out. I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm on embargo, but they've got a new one coming out that addresses every question I've been asked about these things. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rob Morse. See, that's the advantage you have over me. You can edit that stuff out when that happens, Rob.
God, that's right. See, I'm a podcaster, and you are on the high wire of live radio.
Yep, and that means if I fall off of the wire, everybody gets to hear me scream on the wave.
On my
test of flight to the ground. That's right. That's hey, right.
I know you signed an NDA and all, but can you tell us the name of this new stock at Boyd's?
It is a variation on the At One.
Okay. Now I know where to look.
The At One is the one that has the adjusted rate or length of pull and the adjusted comb mm-hmm. on it, and you know it's perfect for scout rifles, which is what I have. One, I have a At One on my scout rifle.
Shall we jump into the so-called final report out of Parkland, Florida?
Please do, please do. Highlight. Give me what you got on it.
Just, we will keep it at a very high level to start.
Gotcha.
This was the attack at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz was the attacker. The kid had been a problem, been in the system since he was adopted, literally adopted, lost his parents. There was a preliminary report. Now we're seeing the final. It basically told us exactly what we would expect. It wasn't overly political, but there were a lot of political things who were hidden from it and omitted. So my objection to it is it sounded overly simplistic. Let me give you an example. If you asked a couple of firearms instructors, security consultants to go to your business, to your school, to your church, the first thing they're going to say is you need a security plan. Study what worked for others. Adapt it to your situation. Great idea. Report suspicious activity and then act on those reports. Teach people what to do in an emergency. Run drills so that people walk through it. They need more than words. And then grade people on how they performed. Oh, by the way, lock your doors. Have a safe place to shelter. Does this sound like the plans bill that someone would tell you what to do if you were in Kim or at home?
Well, first things first, I mean, if somebody comes into this house, they're going to be dancing dead because they're going to get shot so many times that even after they're dead, they're still going to be dancing. I mean, it's not just going to be me. I'm not the only armed one in the house. So,
Right.
Somebody coming in here, they can say keep my doors locked and everything else, which I do. I do. I keep my doors locked, and I do all the other stuff, too. But also behind that, keeping the doors locked part of it, I've got the part where, well, if you decide you're going to come in and interrupt my turkey pot pie, well, that's going to be mighty expensive.
Exactly. Well, okay, we just made a simplistic description of the report. It goes on for 500 pages. We're not going to be able to get to all of it. But those items were both the school district and law enforcement failed to do even those simple lessons that anybody would tell you to do at home, at your business, or at your church. Wow. When you fail that deep and then you look at the it's a leadership problem. People were kept on staff that should have been fired.
It's a mentality. The closest thing to that kind of mentality to me is, have you ever seen those YouTube channels out of the UK where they just aggregate all the video of people with their heads into their smartphones when they
walking
walk into something?
Yes, into poles, into fountains.
Completely aware spatially of where they are or what they're doing. That's not a clueness.
Right.
That Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was operating on. They knew who it was going to be.
Yes.
They knew who it was going to be. They had, you know, I would have presumed that at some point in the Rampage Killer's history, they became aware that he was armed, wouldn't you? With all the visits that he had from law enforcement?
Yep.
So, you know, they were aware of that, too. They should have known that he had the instruments. They knew he was going to do it. And yet, even when he finally showed up, the first guy to see him ran into a closet and started texting. He's here.
Well, here's a tell. Rather than say, oh, wow, do we have to fix this, the school district and law enforcement played cover-up.
Yeah.
They wanted to prosecute reporters who gathered relevant information. Okay, these guys, I hope the state will try and prosecute. This is to the level where people should be prosecuted for their failures.
Right.
If necessary, rewrite state law to put limits on qualified immunity, limited immunity. It's that egregious. Because unless people are punished, look, the public relations officials worked for the school. A lot of these people got reelected. They're scot-free. Unless we find another way to say, you know, you got my kids killed. We have the laws to fix this. What we don't have is the accountability. How do we fix the accountability problem? You know from the military bill, you can delegate authority. You can never delegate responsibility.
Well, what this tells me, the fact that they knew that this was coming, and mm-hmm. I will say this from now on, we should not be having rampage killings in schools. Not since Columbine. We right. never learned. Now, you know, after 9/11, we had sky marshals, we had armed pilots, we had locking doors, you know. I mean, right. Have you looked at the, you know, when you look at a plane cockpit now, that's got like a safe door from a bank. So, I mean, we learned from that, and it took one instance, and we've learned nothing from school shootings. And that's because I think the anti-gunners like them, and I think that they're always looking for a reason to try to go for gun control. This one supplies one that everybody reacts to. You hang on right there. We'll continue on with your report when we come back. You can find Rob. His printed word is at ammoland.com and clashdaily.com. But it all starts at Slowfax WordPress blog, where all he wants you to do is like it because he gives you the stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Alveda King reflects on the legacy of her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God. And so all the solutions should be right. For the human race.
King was speaking there on Fox News. Also today, California Senator Kamala Harris announced she's running for president. The high-ranking Democrat made it official on Twitter and ABC's Good Morning America. Republican National Committee spokesman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News it's very interesting seeing all these Democratic candidates.
These are the same iterations of a Democratic mold that will not work at a national electorate. We're seeing the Democratic Party no longer be the party of JFK and drift towards the far left socialist flank.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rob Morse. Are we going to continue on with the game of errors that is the Parkland report?
Just a little bit, because you hit on something that is so critical. Why are we seeing any school shootings at all? We know how they're done. We know why they're done. We know the sort of person who can do it. We've had people who study crime look at the sort of response that's necessary. They then modeled it by guys who model industrial events. Oh, if you have one person on site, it takes this long. If you have three and they're positioned this way and this how, and this is the hours, they've modeled all that. There's no speculation required. So when Florida says, oh, we need more people in the Guardian program, they train, this person, by the way, is prohibited from being a school teacher, can't be a classroom teacher.
Right.
We'll train them up for about 136 hours. How many of those do you think we're going to get in a school?
136 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a cop light.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, does he jump through walls? Does he have X-ray vision? I mean, I expect something if we're going to train him up that much. And to me, what's tragically missing is the attitude that quantity has a quality all of its own. Teachers volunteer in Florida. They want to volunteer. Their state union says, the state, one, we don't like gun owners because of our political leanings. And two, the school is never going to get something for nothing. And the teachers are going, can I please have an option to go home, you know, intact? I'll also protect the kids because I'm going to do that if they're attacked anyway.
Right.
Could I please have a way to go home tonight? And the union is basically holding everyone hostage. I don't think Tallahassee has enough courage to stare down the union.
That must be, I mean, isn't the union sort of dictating policy here?
Absolutely. That's pro forma in California and in Florida.
I knew there was a reason I didn't live there.
Your comment that, look, the political leanings aside, we're producing more of these attacks than are necessary. And you're asking the brilliant question, who does this serve?
Well,
Does the union go, it's great for my political side? I think they do.
Well, who does the union? You know, let's just follow the money. They give a lot of money to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party wants to disarm us because they want to do a whole bunch of other things to us. They'll say it's for us, but it's to us. And
I agree.
This is somewhat self-serving on their part. And it's very, in today's age, you don't have to, you know, the Sherlock Holmes method of using deduction to figure out what's going on, that's a lot quicker than it used to be.
The internet is sitting there telling us exactly. Now, are you prone to all of our listeners who are prone to upset? Take a deep breath. I've had union members in Florida say, right. Look, if a teacher gets critical trauma care training, we want them removed from the classroom. I don't know if they're going to bend for this Stop the Bleed program since that's national. They haven't yet. It's, again, the attitude of, you didn't pay me to do that. Why should I provide something extra that you're not going to pay for? We're talking about life-saving skills that are for an event that is less likely than being struck by lightning.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at what happens at schools, though. Look at what happens at schools. That means no more paper drives. There's no more volunteering. That means no more, parents watching out.
Right.
That means there's a whole lot of things that, you know, a lot of drives and everything that happen in schools. But that's all voluntary. That's all done pro bono. So does that apply to everything across the board? I'm sure it doesn't. This is targeted. I get that.
Well, in some sense, I take – now, you understand that in Israel, Israel has a different system. Most of the population has been through the military.
Sure.
And there, either a teacher or a parent, often both, will be requested to go armed for a given activity.
Well, that's because Israel lives in a – They have embraced reality. They don't sit back there and say, well, children shouldn't have to see and know that there's weapons in schools. Children shouldn't have to worry about being perforated by weapons in schools. Having weapons in schools is not a bad thing. Having invaders come into schools and kill children, that's the bad thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
But there are teachers' unions who are concerned about parent volunteers who would come in and assist in the classroom. It was common when you and I grew up. Absolutely ordinary as dirt. You know, some of it was, oh, you're just maybe bringing cupcakes for the day. There's a birthday party. You organize who's doing what. Fine. But some of it is, oh, could you pass out these papers? Could you watch while I turn my back to just another set of eyes, another adult in the classroom? Can you help this child? They're having problems doing something very simple. awesome. These days, all of that is considered a threat to the union's fife. We own the classroom. If you enter it, you know, only at our only with our permission. And so now we have more widespread homeschooling.
Yeah. You know, I know that that's true. I know that's true. I just, one day, enough of America is going to wake up and they're going to, you know, it comes down to the parents. It comes down to the parents. If the parents got together and made enough noise in all of these school districts, like right now in South Carolina, out of Charleston, they're proposing a gun sales tax of 7%. And that what they want to use with that tax, which around in South Carolina, they're always having targeted taxes that the money never goes for that. But
right.
What they want to do with this tax ostensibly is to pay for more resource officers. When you don't have to pay for resource officers, you could, if you were going to use money for anything, you could do the FASTER program. And then you have a built-in security system with multiple players in all spread around all over the school. So they're actually there at the point of attack when it occurs. But, you know,
I want to amplify that point because it's brilliant. And we've only got less than a minute.
Yep.
You realize you could equip an entire district with volunteer teachers, send them through the 3-day training for the price of one school resource officer.
I didn't know that, but see, that just makes my point more palatable now. So.
Yeah, I'm on your side, partner.
Sure. But, Florida and South Carolina's got a lot of things in common. I don't know if you know this. And I'll tell you what that is when we get
after
back.
After
the break. So, you can go get the podcast, or you can go read about it, or you can read probably what the podcast has to say, although I think they're fairly unique methods of delivery that Mr. Morse brings to the fray. But check them out either at iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or at AmmoLand, ClashDaily.com, and Slopak's WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Out there and you listen to part of what you're doing and you're saying to yourself, what was I thinking? And every time I hear that bump, I'm thinking that. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You going to be filming? Well, look at it. Look at Boyd's it. Now you're sitting there, you're thinking to yourself, you got it on autopilot, it's going to run. Of course not. But I'll be at SHOT Show. I will be hanging out with Boyd's Gun Stocks, and we will look at the new stock. And when I get back, we'll post video up about it, and you will know. And in between time, there might be some hints out there if you go check Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Mr. Morse, Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, student of self-defense gun training, a co-student, you know, classmate of mine, because we're now alumni of Tactical Response CNI. So anyway, yes, sir. Here we go. Last hurrah this hour. Where would you like to go?
First, I have to defer to your professional opinion. You didn't like that bump. I was sitting there rocking away in my little studio here.
you know, compared to the other bumps that I have, that one right there, I listen to it, and every time it happens, I'm just sort of like thinking, I haven't done drugs.
That's right. It's so 70s. It's a
lot. Yeah. So, anyway.
Did you see what happened at Pittsburgh City Hall today?
No, I did not.
More good news. Good news. My shoulders are broad. They needed to be. Okay, first off, the Pittsburgh mayor said, I want to pass a law that outlaws all semi-automatic firearms in the city.
Oh, good.
There's preemption in PA, partner. This has been to court.
Yeah.
But if we're going to, what does he care? His lawyers will use city money to fight it. He will get Bloomberg money when he's done. It's a win-win situation for him. Well, it's also a win-win situation for us. About 500 people. Actually, it's still counting. You know how these numbers go. If you hate the group, you say it was a dozen. If you love the group, you say it's a million. It looks like a couple hundred. I'm going to have to work my way through the photographs to come up with a solid number. Can't do it yet.
Right.
About half of these hundreds of people, and remember, this is Pittsburgh. This is not Miami, so it's wintertime. Bless their hearts. They're out there in coats. They're outdoors. There are guys speaking to the crowd saying, no, we will not comply. We will not comply. Mr. Mayor, we checked. You don't have anything scheduled. Come out here. By the way, you say we can't have our guns in the city hall. By the way, yes, we can. You're obliged to check them when we go in through security. We're going to come in and talk to you. Caitlin Bennett there, the activist out of Kent State, came over and said, look, the media is not your friend. One Jewish lady was there. All this started, remember, after the attack at the synagogue.
Right.
She said, my kids deserve to be protected. Another one said, keep your guns away from my children. Well, I get it. Nobody's talking about handing out firearms to attendees at the temple.
Right.
Not what we do. We qualify people. It's in place. Get off our backs. Let us free. We'll solve the problem. It was interesting to hear the rabbi. Previously, he said, look, we're going to take help we can get from anybody.
Good.
But I don't know whether they put an armed... People were loaning them security personnel. I don't know whether they stood up their own armed personnel in the meantime, or if they went the rent-a-cop route. Don't know.
Don't know.
Well, and nor are they likely to make that public. You and I would find out when some of the volunteers eventually went to other training, met with other people in our community. That's how we're going to find out.
Well, I think a lot of people, they would look at the attitude that we would have, which is, you know, if you're going to carry a gun and you're not going to take the time to invest in it, you can't put on a traditional martial arts gi, for example, the uniform.
Yes.
You can go buy the black belt, and you can put on the black belt, but that doesn't mean you are the black belt. The black belt is like stripes on your shoulder. It's an indicator of rank. It's an indicator of I've been through this and all this other stuff. So buying the gun sort of indicates
is
the cheap part. Now, if somebody's not going to invest that in a lot of cases, and if they're out there and they're very apprehensive about carrying, you've seen these people. They want to take the concealed carry permit class, and somebody convinced them that the 10 millimeter is the Mac Daddy of them all, and they bought that, and that's their first gun they're ever going to shoot. And you're just sitting there, and you're like, it's like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
Well, the good news is, when you watch it, it typically is in slow motion.
Yeah.
Because they're so hesitant.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what students look like. There are very experienced firearms trainers in Pennsylvania who've said, I will give you training for free.
Sure.
Set up a time. We're going to go way beyond concealed carry. This is training for defense of an institution, a school, a church, a synagogue. One thing that is vastly different for all of our concealed carriers, they don't have to be law enforcement. They get to focus on one activity, defend the site. Unlike concealed carriers, where typically we want to retreat with our family behind us, you know, hi, you can have the TV and everything inside. I don't care. No, in this case, we're training responders to move toward the gunfire.
Sure.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
and it's a very different mindset.
And if you're not going to have that mindset, and listen, I'm not trying to, it's a very easy thing to acquire, but maybe you shouldn't be carrying a gun if you are not willing to engage, because you may not have a choice in some cases. You can withdraw as far as you can go, and sometimes you may come to a point where you can go no further, so you're going to have to make a choice then.
It is a matter of degree, Bill. You're absolutely right. It's one of the first things we talk about with new concealed carriers, with new students. Hi, if you're going to carry it, it's not a talisman. a talisman you need to have in your head that you will use lethal force to defend yourself, and here are the only situations you can use it.
The one thing, you know, we never have talked about this, but like the ones that are, you can figure out who the ones that are really serious about it. When we were at Tactical Response, if you went by what Jaeger's videos have been all this time, you would think every one of his students would show up with a Glock 19, wouldn't you? And yet I saw hammer-fired all-steels, CZs, I saw SIGs, I saw VPs, I saw Smiths. There was, of course, Glocks. I was running a Glock clone. You were running a Glock 19. So there was all manner of weapons there, but I don't remember anybody having any problems with their guns, which means they probably put the time in with their guns.
Yep. They and, came prepared.
Yeah, that kind of mindset, you just can't, you either, that's something you acquire. It's not that, you, if you don't have it to begin with, you can't acquire it, but... Yeah, you would think that most of the, if everybody was fanboying because they were a Tactical Response, they'd be like, I'm going to be like James, just carry a Glock 19.
Well, by the way, I did speak to your friend about his Apex.
Yep.
Yep, now with the new year, I got
Ace Firearms. Ace Firearms, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad. I meant to do that today, didn't do it. But you're absolutely right, and James will tell you, He likes the Glock, but he's platform agnostic. It's not the gun that makes the gunfighter. It's the gunfighter that is exactly. Doesn't that sound like something right out of the Japanese samurai era?
Makes the gun shine. That's right. Well, yes. I mean, you know, Musashi said, never have a favorite weapon.
Exactly.
Never have a favorite weapon. So.
And we can't talk about the fact that we're expected to be able to use each other's weapons, have enough general knowledge that you can carry the battle to where it needs to be with any tool.
Well, that's only if I like the color. That's only if I like the color. You know.
Somebody did give you a bad time about that. We'll
yeah,
have to
did.
Talk about it next week.
We will. You can find Rob's stuff. You can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, on iTunes as a podcast, on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all the ways. Check him out. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about something called high threat concealment with a young man named Scott Lampin. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.